13 years ago, the EPA asked every state in America to set a quantifiable standard for how much nitrogen, how much phosphorus can we have in any given lake or river before it tends to get sick, tends to have toxic algae blooms, and to the extent that people can't go fishing, can't go boating, can't go swimming. A lot of the states have taken that action. Florida agreed that that was a very necessary step, but in the last 13 years, Florida never quite seemed to get around to doing that.
But the state is responding, and the EPA has set some numeric standards, and the state now has made a response that they're going to do it instead to try to circumvent the EPA?
Yes, the state said that they were going to do it all along. In fact, just 2 years ago, the Secretary of DEP, Michael Soule, acknowledged that we have a serious problem with these nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus. And so the state has never argued that this is not something that we have. What we have right now is simply a way of describing a problem in a narrative term, and that is the standard that determines whether or not we have an issue with a lake. In other words, that lake's looking pretty green, but then you have a dialogue with people like the agriculture industry that says, well, that lake's not so bad. But there is no objective criteria for saying this much nitrogen, this much phosphorus, you're going to get this lake into the red danger zone, and then bad things are going to happen. The algae is going to bloom. People are going to get sick when they go swim in it, and the fish are going to die. The oxygen levels are going to plummet. We're going to have a problem. That is now the status of half of the rivers and lakes in the state of Florida. So it's not just a few isolated incidents.
And Tuesday in Orlando, Representative Stearns, U.S. Representative Stearns, is holding a congressional hearing. What's the Sierra Club's criticism with this hearing?
Well, Representative Stearns calls this hearing EPA's takeover of Florida's nutrient water quality standard setting, the impact on communities and job creation. He is only having people who represent the industries and the governments that are responsible for the pollution and who are telling Floridians, we can't afford clean water. We can't afford to clean up the water in Florida. These people say that it's going to cost us $50 billion to upgrade our sewage treatment plants. And that's ridiculous because that's about how much we spent in a 10-year period in the entire United States in upgraded sewage. They say that we need to have reverse osmosis in order to do that, the same process that we have at our desal plant down Apollo Beach. Again, absurd. They're overstating the case. It won't cost nearly that much. It's going to be more in the terms of $50 million for the entire state of Florida to make half of our rivers and lakes, again, so we can go swim and fish in them the way that we really should be able to.
What's the cost of cleaning up the pollution after it's already in the waterways?
Well, prevention is really the key. That's why places like Tampa and Pinellas County have passed very sensible ordinances to ask people not to fertilize. You might have noticed that it's raining somewhere today. It might be raining at your house. And that's why that we have a new law in Tampa that says don't put nitrogen on your lawn in the summertime because it's likely to wash off. The cost is $3,500 to government to remove just 1 pound of nitrogen. So when you go to the store and buy a 40-pound bag of fertilizer and put it on your yard, what are you talking about, a $13,000 tax liability? So one huge key to preventing urban pollution, urban stormwater runoff, is to teach people how to use fertilizer responsibly. Agriculture needs to do the same thing. Keep the nitrogen and phosphorus on the land, on the lawns, in the fields where it feeds the crops and the turf grass, instead of running off into the water. Another very easy thing to do is simply to keep animal manure from getting into the water. Right now, cows can go into a river, and obviously they want to do that to cool off this time of year. If you cover the feed shed, the feeding area, then they're going to tend to congregate there and do their business there at the same time. And so you can collect that, maybe use it for something else, instead of it just going into the water when the cows go down there. Sensible, easy things. There's been no real incentive for Florida to do that, for the Florida agriculture industry to do that. It won't cost very much to clean up our rivers.
And when I was driving over the Howard Franklin Bridge on Saturday, I looked to the north of the bridge in Tampa Bay and saw what looked like to me an algal bloom. Is that consistent with this nutrient runoff during the summertime?
Yeah, what you might have seen there, and we need to look at that, is Pyridinium bahamensis, which is a reddish-brown type of algal bloom. We had that really bad here a couple of years ago, all over Tampa Bay, in the northern part of the bay, down to about Gandy. And if what you show me in your photographs is actually that, then that's an indication that there is, a high summertime level of nitrogen running off. The Pinellas County Ordinance educating people that the Tampa Bay Estuary Program is running with right now, that's just starting to go into effect. So this is a kind of thing that we hope to see much less of in the future as people do their part with personal responsibility to prevent government from having to throw tax dollars at a problem when, if we just used the right kind of products at the right time, we could prevent this pollution and save millions and millions of tax dollars. Tampa alone will save $56 million from trying to remove the nitrogen from Hillsborough River in Tampa Bay. And one day, who knows, maybe you'll be able to go swimming in the Hillsborough River again if we follow these rules. But again, we need to set a level for how much nitrogen, how much phosphorus you can have in any given body of water. The state said 13 years ago that they would do that. They never quite got it done. The state's got an incomplete grade from the EPA, and that's why the EPA stepped in to enforce the Clean Water Act, because the state of Florida, in effect, was denying Floridians the right to enjoy our waterways. And if you can't go out in the water in Florida, there's not a whole lot else to do, is there?